Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Here on the road, we're particularly fond of unexpected biographies. And today's feature interview is another prime example. He launched a musical career straight out of high school as a heavy metal singer before he switched gears to become a church worship leader. Now, if you're a fan of great Christian music, you've almost certainly heard his number one hit, The River, on radio stations across the country. His name is Jordan Felice, and he joins us today on the road. Jordan, it's great to have you here, brother. How's it going today?
Man, it's going so good. How are you doing?
If I was any better, it would be ridiculous, sir.
Oh, that's so good to hear. I love it.
Well, first off, I mean, really, congratulations on the epic success of the music. You have had a number one song for over 2 months, and I imagine that feels pretty good.
Man, it's amazing, man. I'm so humbled and I'm honored, man, to have such a welcome, you know? Such a welcome, and it's awesome, bro.
Well, I mean, I know you've been in music forever, basically, but having just released your first solo work, really, last fall, I mean, were you taken aback a bit by seeing that song shoot to the top of the charts?
Yeah, taken back is, like, not even, that's, like, the biggest understatement of all time. I mean, I was, like, just, my mind was just kind of blown, you know? And I'm like, you know, I kind of was just in this place of, you know, I'm talking to my manager and my wife, and I'm just like, man, I'm just so humbled by what the Lord is doing right now. I mean, I'm just, you know, it's just been such a crazy journey, and gosh, I'm so overwhelmed and thankful. I have so many words, but it's like crazy.
It's fun to hear you talk about it because there's a lot of joy there, and I want to ask you in just a few moments about the freedom that you've talked about and being able to do something that you feel is really you. But you talked a little bit about, have talked about before, a feeling of a bit of a tug on your heart to get into Christian music, right? I mean, can you take us down that path? How did God get your attention, and how did you begin to feel that this was something you should do?
It kind of all started whenever I started in the band I was in, you know, our goal, you know, we played a lot of like heavy metal music stuff, but our mindset was really about taking Jesus into that genre and being able to like talk about the Lord on stage. And, I fell in love with that. I was never like super excited about the music because that's just kind of not my thing. But the ministry side of it was my heart. And I feel like after that whole era was done in my life, I feel like the Lord really put it on my heart to really like create some music for the church, you know, and not just like the church that we go to every Sunday, but the church as a community. And you know, I feel like, it was just kind of one of those things that he just swung the doors open, you know. I kind of started praying about it, and he just, man, it was like door after door just kept opening, and it was like he just kind of had his hand on me and was walking me through the process, and it's been an amazing journey.
Well, you talk about the open doors. Were there some real challenges as well getting from point A to point B when it comes to securing the record deal, the move to Nashville, and making those first albums?
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, honestly, I think the majority of it was a leap of faith, you know. Getting to Nashville was crazy, you know. Like, my wife and I did not have the money to get there, you know, but we felt like the Lord kept calling us to do it. And, I mean, I was calling churches on our way to Nashville to see if I could lead worship or do something, you know. And I mean, it's like, you know, crazy how much he provided for us in that. And like the move to Nashville really shaped kind of the rest of my life. I mean, cause really like, I feel like the moment that we actually got to Nashville, it was like, he just kind of poured this word over me of that he can do more with what we have than what we can do with it.
Wow.
And I think it was kind of this thing of like, man, I'm just going to release this. You know what I mean? I'm going to release my entire life and just say, Lord, take it, you know, and do what you want to do with it.
That's wise right there. There's freedom in that. Jordan Felice is with us, a celebrated recording artist and a man of great faith in Jesus, as you can hear. His debut single, The River, was the number one song in the country for over 2 months. And we're here on the road on Faith Radio. And Jordan, your music has been described in a number of ways. I've noticed so many adjectives used to describe your music. It's soulful, it's folk, it's pop. How do you express your sound, and how do you describe your style?
Man, you know, I kind of adopted this term of just soul pop.
Mm.
You know, and I don't mean like soul as in like, you know, Al Green or something. You know, I'm even though he's like he is a massive influence on me. I grew up listening to him. More soul as in like it's coming from my heart.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like coming from who I am. And the pop is more of the uplifting side for me, man. Like, I just want people to understand, like, that is, like, for me, pop is encouragement. So, like, if I can be who I am and I can show you my heart and be encouraging through that, that's what pop soul to me represents, you know? Just that, you know, that's who I am.
Well, speaking of who you are, Jordan, I mean, the faith and the depth of your belief, I think, really just comes out even just listening to your answers in our first 6 minutes of the conversation. But has that been a part of your story from the very earliest moments? Have you always had a faith, or was it something that you encountered along the path of life, as it were?
I grew up in the church. My family, my mom and dad, from the moment I can remember, I mean, I've always been in church. But I think it kind of got brought to a whole new level through my high school years. You know, I actually kind of started wondering if I actually believed in God in high school. I just didn't know if maybe that was something maybe I was just taught to believe instead of me actually believing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I excelled a lot in, like, math and science, and science was a big thing for me. And, you know, when you're taking, like, an AP biology class, like, there's not a whole lot of, like, faith or Jesus in that conversation.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about evolution and evolving. And, you know, I think that the Lord almost kind of gave me that so that I could actually dive deeper. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's like the more and more I excelled and more I questioned my faith was the time I actually really dug the deepest. I feel like that was the time when I actually dug my roots into the ground in my faith. Because I actually got to investigate, and I got to question my faith more and learn more, you know? And the moment that you learn more and that you acknowledge the Lord more, I mean, it's like all of a sudden your belief jumps to a whole nother level, you know? And I feel like that was really when my walk and my journey of faith started.
Oh, that's so interesting, because I think that many of us are somewhat, you know, disturbed or even a little bit afraid to even ask questions about our faith. But God, as you answer that question, it just occurs to me, it's so true. God is big enough to handle our questions, isn't he?
Oh, man. Cool. I think that's almost like a silly question. You know, I've actually said that's a silly question before.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think, you know, as a church and as a family, like, we are so scared of stuff sometimes, and I think that you know, that's so much the enemy, like, just capitalizing on our lack of faith, you know? Like, man, questions of our faith are so good, man. I mean, it's biblical that iron sharpens iron. So whenever I come to somebody and I ask him, hey, man, I'm struggling, like, I don't understand how this makes sense, you know? And then I go to somebody who has the wisdom and has the knowledge of that. That is sharpening me, you know, in my faith. So, man, I say ask all the questions you can, man. Like, you ask away, because that's going to make you dive into the Word. It's going to make you dive into your faith. It's going to make you trust. I mean, yeah, I'm all for it, man.
Well said, well said. Jordan Felice is with us. He's a celebrated Christian recording artist, a man of great faith in Jesus, and his debut single, The River, was the number one song in the country for over 2 months. And as we look back and you talk a little bit about those biology classes growing up, when did music first enter your life? Was it a Von Trapp family singer situation? Were you singing since you were 2 years old, or was there a moment when it entered into your story?
Man, I never wanted to sing. Like, ever in my life, I never, ever wanted to sing. But I started playing piano when I was in second grade. And I feel like I kind of got thrown into singing. I really wanted to play drums. I started playing drums for my youth group. And one Sunday, the worship leader that was going to lead worship didn't show up for a Sunday morning. And my youth pastor was like, "Hey, bro, you know all the songs. You should do it." And I just kind of laughed. You know, I did exactly what you just did. I was like, "Ha, ha, ha. That's hilarious." You know, and you know, he's like this ginormous baseball player. You know, he used to play professional ball, you know, and like, so he's just a giant human being. And, you know, after he kind of looked at me the second time, he was like, "Oh, ha, no, you're going to do it." You know, I was like, "Oh, gosh, yeah. It's either I, like, get pounded into the ground or I go and try to sing in front of people." You know, not really. Not really.
No.
You know? He would have done it with the love of Jesus. But, man, like, you know, in that moment, I actually developed this, like, almost, like, desire for worship.
Because, wow.
I mean, leading people in worship is just amazing. And so it kind of opened this door of, like, you know, of me acknowledging that this was something that the Lord kind of almost shoved me into. It was like, wow, pushing me off the cliff, you know, and like, hey, just know that at the bottom, there's this, you know, giant warm hug for you. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to be there to catch you, you know?
Well, that's interesting too, isn't it? Because even in that moment, even if there wasn't a burly professional Major League Baseball player positing the idea to you, if you had said no, and if you had maybe let fear or trepidation control you, you may never have discovered that gift. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. 100% fair to say.
There are so many young people who pick up a guitar or start pounding out keys on a keyboard or even writing songs, Jordan. Many want to be, you know, a professional musician of some stripe. But was there a moment when you started to believe, boy, I could actually do this as a career?
I think I'm still learning. I'm still questioning that, you know, like, I mean, really, it's almost like crazy. I mean, I think honestly though, you know, I think once I moved to Nashville, and I actually started talking to some record labels and I started like writing some songs with some producers and stuff, I think that's whenever I feel like the Lord kind of laid some peace over that, you know, hey, I can provide you in this way, you know, and I know you've always known it, but this is me kind of proving to you that that can happen, you know, you know, in your disbelief, kind of,
you
know, and I think like that's, you know, I think that's really whenever things really started happening. But, you know, like, and for all the young people that really want to, that are desiring to do that, man, I feel like, you know, one of the things that I've learned on the road on this tour is this, man. Like, the Lord, He gives you, don't be afraid of the small things, you know. Stuff doesn't happen overnight, man. And don't be afraid of work, you know. Like, things don't happen as fast as you think they do, you know. Like, and the Lord is going to gift you something and gift you an opportunity that's really, really small before He gifts you something that's really big, because He wants to make sure that you can handle the responsibility that He's given you. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's given you passions and He's given you talent, you know? And I think, like, He really does. He gives us something real small before He gives us something real big. And so I think just lean into that, you know?
Man, that's a great word from Jordan Felice, who joins us today on the road, the recording artist. And he is he's a man of great faith, as you can hear. It's just been so much fun getting to know Jordan a little bit here on the road for Faith Radio. And Jordan, you've said that right now is the first time that you felt that the music that you're creating really feels like you. Is there a freedom and a joy that comes from that place and being there?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's honestly one of the greatest joys for me as an artist. Like, honestly, I thank God for it almost every single day. Because of how blessed I feel to be able to kind of just pour myself out, you know?
Yeah.
Man, there's nothing more advocating than you creating something and advocating and assuring than you creating something that is true to who you are, and people, not only people, you know, taking it,
yeah,
but having the Lord use it is really the big thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
people's opinions, they come and go, you know, but the Lord's power is never changing and never failing. And him being able to utilize something that you create, I mean, I count it all as his glory and his kingdom building, you know, and just an honor to be a small part of the wheel, you know?
Oh, that's a great word. A great word. You know, you're not just a performer, not just a singer, but you're also a songwriter. And I think that many of us have composed a tune or two in our day, right? I mean, at least in our own head, we go through that. But how does that process actually work for you? I mean, how do you go about sitting down and saying, all right, I'm going to write a song now?
Man, it honestly is so sporadic for me. I hear a lot of people, they're like, oh, well, I like to sit down at a guitar, or I like to sit down at a piano, or I like to start with a track, or, you know, for me, it's kind of all over the place. There are some days I hear a melody and I start there. Mm. There are some days he gives me a Bible verse, you know, and I feel like he just gifts that to me, and all of a sudden I'm putting puzzle pieces together and kind of like, man, this is something really good, you know? But a lot of it for me, has been experiences in life. I think, you know, becoming a dad, has become this whole new world for me. And I think he's kind of working a lot in that right now. And he worked a lot in that, in the writing of my new record, The River. I think that's kind of been a massive thing. But I think melody is definitely my sweet spot. You know, that's the feel for me. And that kind of tells the story in my eyes of, like, pairing up a lyric that follows with the melody is really intriguing to me. But I would say, man, there's no, like, really rhyme or reason. I feel like he just kind of gives me something at the moment. You know, it could be a guitar thing or piano or whatever.
Sure.
And I just kind of run with it.
Sure. Understood. That's the voice of Jordan Felice, a celebrated recording artist, a man of great faith in Jesus. His debut single, The River, was the number one song in the country for over 2 months, the title track of his newest album called The River. And that song, of course, introduced you to so many people across the country. Can you talk a little bit about the inspiration for that song and what it means to you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Man, the song actually was one of the things that I just finished talking about. I feel like I have the Bible app on my phone.
Yeah.
And one of my daily routines is to just read the verse of the day. And, man, you know, I'm pretty ADD, actually. I feel like my brain is so all over the place at all times. But, you know, one day I read a verse of the day that morning, and it was John 7:38, and the verse says, whoever believes in me will have rivers of living water flow from within them. And, man, for me, that was like one of those things that, like, you know, typically I would read that and like 30 seconds later, I would have no idea what just happened.
Sure.
You know, that's pretty typical of the brain in this guy's head. but you know, that day that just hit me, and I don't know why, it just stuck to me. And so I kind of took that in to both of my producers, and I was like, man, there's something here, like, that we have the opportunity that he's given us, you know, that as believers we have this living water that is the Holy Spirit. We have that to access, you know? And that's what, man, that's what the song is about, man. It's an invitation. You know, maybe you feel like you've lived your life by the book, or maybe you feel like I do, you know, and I acquire stuff every day. I acquire sin, I acquire junk, you know, and sometimes it's our entire life. And that can be really intimidating to take that to Jesus and to be like, man, do you still love me? You know, and to hand this over to him. But man, that's what it is. It's that invitation, man. That invitation to go down in amazing grace and to rise up being made new in that freedom that we have, that the Lord has given us. The Holy Spirit, I mean, he's gifted us that, and to take that and to be washed clean of that.
Well, it's a great message, and it's blessed so many people across the country. You know, it occurs to me, as someone who is, as you've described, is just at the outset, really, of your solo career, what's it like being on tour like you are now and having folks come up to you and saying that your song, your words, that God used those to touch their heart?
Man, I thank the Lord every day for that, man. I think it's probably the biggest honor that I could ever have been given. I don't really have a whole lot of words for it other than just thankful, man, and humbled, because the fact that I get to be used at any context for his kingdom is to me a great privilege.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jordan Felice has joined us here on the road, and man, it's just been... it's been really great to have you. Just so much joy that comes from your story. Just a really refreshing thing to hear, Jordan. And I wonder, you've mentioned a couple times during your story basically making a leap of faith. And as we head toward the exits of this interview, I wonder, what would you say to somebody who is maybe facing that in their own life? Maybe it's a job decision. Maybe it's moving somewhere. But maybe they feel a nudge from God and they're wondering, well, can I make this leap of faith? What would your words be to them as someone who made the leap yourself?
Man, I would say to give every insecurity, every anxiety, every fear that you have, to just give that away to the Lord, because he will calm that for you. And if you feel like he is leading you somewhere, there is no way that's going to turn out bad, ever. I mean, he is going to provide for you in abundance, and his covering is never ending and never failing. So if he's saying to jump.
Great words to end with. And I don't want to say farewell to you before we give you a chance to explain to people, if they want to learn more about you, if they've heard your story and they'd really like to check out your latest record, which is that a pre-order situation right now, or is it available right now, Jordan?
It's a pre-order situation right now. The record comes out on April 22nd.
Perfect.
Called The River, and I'm excited.
Yeah, man, that's great, and I imagine that'll be available in stores everywhere, but if people want to follow you on social media, your website, what's the best place to start with?
Man, they can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, and on my website. You can actually find all the links, and it's just jordanfelice.com.
Perfect. Well, sir, it really has been a pleasure and a blessing getting to know you a little more. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us from the back of the tour bus today.
Man, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And man, it was such a pleasure talking to you. You have a great rest of the day, all right?
Thank you. You too, brother.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com. Let's go down.
Let's